Jason Ray isn't shy about the active campaign he ran to be one of four from Wisconsin elected to the Democratic National Committee, and he hopes to find ways to spark interest in the age group that sat out the last presidential election.
So few of them got out and actually voted that had they turned out in larger numbers, they could have played a huge difference in the results of the election.
That could be a big challenge. UW-Eau Claire political science professor Jeff Peterson says political parties are stingy with resources when it comes to courting young voters.
This is a sort of chicken or the egg problem. You know, are young people apathetic because the issues don't address them, or did the party stop addressing issues toward them because they were so apathetic it was a waste of time? Who knows, you know, what the cause and effect is here, but the end result is that, yes, the parties and candidates do very, very little outside of some lip service to try and attract young voters.
And that's one of the things that I want to do through my election to the Democratic National Committee, is to work to make the candidates and the party work to get those younger voters interested and care about the issues.
A young Republican likes it when politicians appear where young people are gathered. River Falls native Jonathan Harsdorf is working with the Bush campaign in the Twin Cities. The UW Stout graduate recently met Vice President Dick Cheney and a U.S. Senator from Minnesota.
It was a great way to inspire me to see that I was making an actual difference. And I think Jason sees the same thing in going to the national convention, which is great for him to go there. I really respect him for getting that, because it just shows that a couple of young people can make a big difference for those older people who maybe are voting.
Meanwhile, Democrat Jason Ray won't be old enough to vote this fall. He will, though, in the future.
Well, my career goal in life has always been a U.S. senator, and I remember in kindergarten telling the guidance counselor that someday I was going to be the president of the United States, so maybe we'll be talking about my presidential campaign in a few years.
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.